Blog Talk Radio.
To press is live and uncensored. The views and opinions stated on the show are the views of the host and does not reflect on any affiliates and sponsors. And yes, contact might be inappropriate for some viewers, so listener discretion is advised. And be ready for the ride.
Hello, everyone. It's Allison here along with Johnny and Red Hood. We have some interesting topics at hand. Just what that goes along with the Olympics and also some other interesting topics as well. We are, just so I could get our affiliate out of the way, if you are in need of stamps, check out stamps.com on AMC Press/affiliate, AMCPress.me/affiliate, and
Commerce Solution.
It's one way to help you guys. It's the best way to help with postage.
Or create your own. Products.
Red Hood.
Yes.
I know we have some topics on our.
And I hear that you're on the boob tube, Ali, and watching the women's curling again. What is it with and fucking curling? I mean, I swear, you'd want to curl yourself into a ball if I were you.
Yeah, you wish.
I wish. No. The state of England wishes. Not me.
And then the whole Britain men's curling too, so it definitely should be put into perspective with the whole
women. What the hell is your perspective? And do you even have any perspective? I mean, do you even know the mental preparation it takes for us men to actually glide a stone down a fucking ice rink?
Yeah. I heard it was very difficult.
Yeah.
Johnny, unless you're a hermaphrodite, you should know better.
But doesn't women also have to deal with childbirth and all that other good stuff?
Nine months of hell. Child rearing and 9 months of hell. But where are the people who actually stick it to you? That's the problem. But yet the funniest thing I've ever actually, held in my hand was a rock when I was a kid living out of Birmingham. We held rocks. These rocks were golden plates of nuggets. Sort of like the ones you get at McDonald's, except more solid the ones you get at McDonald's, because the ones at McDonald's are edible.
So were they like 24 karat gold? 24 karat gold? Or not?
No, they were 24 karat gold. They were awesomely 24 karat gold. They were so 24 karat gold that Midas actually had trouble getting tired.
It must have been a bitch when having to go with lugging that around.
Well, we didn't have to lug it around. Look, I think this is how the sport got invented. Pardon me. But, I mean, really, is, yes, I have a rock, I have a stick. Seriously, I have a brush. Now it's monkey noodle with fucking brush. You know.
Anyway,
child rearing. Jesus Christ. You're bringing up child rearing like it's actually a thing.
It kind of is, especially when with the whole
yes, you fuck women. Yes, women have to deal with 9 months of not knowing what to do themselves and causing.
Period. Is that what you're talking about? Because I swear you were talking about child rearing 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, I was. You heard me right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So child rearing plus curling. So now we're talking about. Wait a second. You're not thinking of having your first one down the fucking ice rink, are you?
No. Yeah, I'm.
Good, because
I
swear.
I'm not that adventurous.
I hope the man that you marry or currently dating doesn't hear about this.
Hey, what does it take to have a 44-pound stone going down the ice like so?
I would be more concerned if the person misses where they're going, where they're trying to get, because think about it, big rock equals
44-pound rock.
Major pain.
Oh no, 44. Okay, 44-pound rock plus a stick plus a cow during baby plus the mother who's trying to catch the kid. God, that's a name for disaster.
It would definitely make things become interesting and quick.
Yeah.
Well, interesting and quick, and it's just awful.
That's gotta
and then
hurt.
Dangerous as well. There's the whole
danger.
Trying to
danger. You really want to talk about danger, Miss? I'm 23 and I know about danger. You don't know about danger.
Speak for yourself.
Sorry, excuse me. I know about danger. You know what it's like getting held up at the corner grocery store. No, you don't.
However, I do know about life and death experiences. I have numerous.
Oh, really, Miss Smarty Pants?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Almost died. Trying due to lovely doctors. Yeah, fun. Going to the ER, even better.
Ah, so you went to the ER and you played hockey. Now let's talk about that. I mean, I heard you were also watching hockey.
I wouldn't want to mess with any women with sticks.
Women with sticks. Now, let's start talking about that. Women with sticks. I mean, really. Women with sticks and men with... Help me out, Johnny.
Oh, my.
No, not oh, my.
I don't think that's what he was looking for at the moment.
Help me out, Johnny. Really, 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 really help me out. Not oh my. I mean, I was looking for something for a little bit more constructive than, oh my. I mean, oh my God. There's actually a boob tube. Oh, wait a second. There's a boob. There's another. There's another. And another. And another. And oh my God, they all have fucking hockey sticks. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I would, men, especially when women are on their menstrual or having their friends.
Men don't have menstrual cycles.
No, but women do. Men have to be careful, especially when
hockey is a good, hockey is a really good valuable resource for women, because then they can bash each other, and then they can apologize after.
Yeah, but then there's those who could possibly take on their anger to their significant others, too. You don't know what these women could be thinking. It could be used as a stress reliever.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, you know, I know exactly what women could be thinking about the highest on the ice rink. Women want shopping bags, correct? They always have the cookie or whatever, you know. And they could be like, I want that nice surprise item, I'm now going to smack you in the balls.
No.
You know.
Oh, yeah, I know, but me being a woman,
You being a woman, let's just start with that. Let's just start with that. You being a woman with boobs. This is a man who actually wants to handle those boobs. But he doesn't get to because of the fact that, you have a stick and we're afraid because we're going to be running down the ice. Iron Man die to get out of the ring. I mean,
never underestimate women. Women might surprise you.
Wait a second. Stop it. I don't want to hear it. I have no. 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 I mean,
I don't want to hear it.
Seriously, why do I have to hear it? I don't have to hear it. The world does. Wait a second. We're on radio. Of course, the world has to hear it. But anyway. Oh my God! I swear, the day they invented women's curling or women's hockey was the day that every man was happy. For 2 seconds.
But women could potentially also make men cry if they truly want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like
what? What exactly could you do to us? I mean,
just thinking about it, depending on if there was someone to...
What the hell was that?
Make sure that I'm not afraid to put my 2 cents in. Give him a nice.
So are you with a hockey stick?
No, with a hockey stick, but I could do it in other ways. Remember?
Oh, could you? Could you really, Mrs.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I would love. I would love to see you try this. I mean, beating men up on us. An ice skating rink. God damn. Oh, wait. I know what you do. You kiss them. Or wait a second. Maybe you punch them in the balls.
No, I just make sure that they're put down the size. It doesn't matter how...
Oh, so you'd verbally harass them.
It's called defense. I defend myself. There's a difference.
Oh, wait a second. Stop it. I mean, defending yourself now, really? Is that what you do? I mean, seriously?
Yeah, yeah I do. When dealing with male chauvinist pigs.
Do you think that what I was going to speak? Is that what you really think?
I don't know. Time will tell.
Yeah,
time will tell.
Time and tide stick for no man. Oh, wait a second. That sticks with two S's.
Especially when I'm shut up. And I'm cornered. Those that may think they know me might be surprised.
Wait a second. You're saying we don't know you? me and Johnny and Byron don't know you.
Yeah, you guys know me. However, there's a little bit more you don't. There's a side of me that keeps hidden away, just like more like an alter ego of sorts.
What's the alter ego? I'm gonna bash you in the head.
You sure are. It would be interesting for you. I might be small, but don't underestimate.
Small. Really? Are we gonna go there?
Oh yeah.
Small. Come on.
Yeah. There's a point at me. I might be small, but I could definitely pack a nice punch if I really want to.
Little what? Strop it? Or, wait a second. Wait.
I'm going to be honest. If I truly wanted it, be as evil I can be. With a click of my I can go from zero to bitch.
Zero to bitch. Is that like a Rottweiler going zero to I'm gonna bite your nuts off?
And I wouldn't say that.
Well, what would you say? Because, like, it's really getting sort of like, well, boring? You know, I mean, boring in the fact that women's curling, more like women's baking.
Yeah, curling is nothing like baking. I'm sorry.
Wait a second. You don't measure within your own brain how much you're going to hit the other girl?
I say men's figure skating definitely is.
Skating. Now that's a romantic thought. Two people twirling their asses off for one second a minute, trying to discern whether they should defy gravity or not.
I guess men's figure skaters, I just think are pansies.
Wait
a second, stop it. You really think that we're pansies? We dress up in our finery. We dress up like plumed swans. And you think that we're pansies? You should recheck your role, Mitzi.
Light out. Light out.
Well, do you really think you are?
I'd be like, ouch. Good luck, everybody.
Well, Well, do you think, do you know what we think you are? With your stuff?
Sure.
With, I mean, really, we think that you're swans, but we can't get swans. We don't have swans. And,
But men could come off somewhat arrogant, depending on who they are, and they have, that they know their shit, clearly, when it comes down to it. Women might also know more about making sure that everything's paid for.
Wait a second. Are you telling me, Red Hood, that I have bad bank account?
It's just a little guess. It's not something more than logically people anywhere could have bank accounts. People most everywhere have bills. It's kind of a common thing. Yeah. I'm sure Johnny has one too. Wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh,
wait.
Awkward silence. Just a little bit.
What?
Yes, I'm back, you fucking mother. Anyway, that was just my phone. Ugh, God, the mortal cause that I have. Anyway, right. Where were we? Right. Men and women and bank accounts. That's where we were, weren't we?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So you're saying... Yep. So you're saying...
People, no matter who you are, what gender, has bank accounts,
honestly, the fucking bank account comes with a fucking financial advisor, and a financial advisor is a man, or a woman might as well be a fucking hermaphrodite.
No, not all of
them. But it doesn't come with knowledge.
But also, those that have business degrees, doesn't matter who they are, male, female, also know how to spend their money wisely.
Oh, wait a second. Are you telling me that people who have communications degrees don't have any idea of how to spend their money?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I never said that. Don't put words in my mouth.
What did you say?
I said that most people who have some sort of degrees in business are more frugal.
Mrs. I think I'm a superior angel, but I'm really not.
I might be young, but age is just a number.
Ageism. I mean, really, because when you're really old and frail and grail, I mean, gray and frail?
Gray and frail.
Gray and frail? Grail?
But yeah, when I said it wrong, it came out right. Go figure.
No, it did not come out right. I mean, honestly, really... I mean, with grail, no...
Grail.
Old and grail?
Old and grail.
Sounds like an old convenience shop. I mean, do you really, 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 really think that anybody's going to actually fucking stand up for you because you're an old son of a bitch?
Ray and Grail. There it is.
Wait a second, it actually exists. So, fuck me then. Call me a horse's uncle. God, even my mistress would have a heart attack when they said, oh my god, Red, you're Grail!
You're Frey and Grail.
I'm Frey and Grail!
Girlfriend can hear what you're saying either.
What, excuse me?
I said, I hope your girlfriend isn't mad about you trying to get into
I hope my girlfriend's not even trying to get into some other man's pants and brown shit.
Yeah, you know. I'm sure she's doing her own thing.
Well, I mean, doing her own thing. It's just too bad. We broke up 2 days ago. She might come back, but I mean, I miss her.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be coming back to you.
But yeah, anyway, really loves bashing women. So anyway. So, you're saying... Oh, shit. So, you're saying that women love hockey just as much as men?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So then how do you guys caught up in women bashing each other? What?
Yeah.
Women can be a hot girl.
I mean, in honesty, in all honesty, how the hell do you stick your sticks off your arses? I mean, go on.
Women have to cook, clean, take care of kids. Take care of the house, and then I'll
wait a second. Wait a second. So the purpose of marriage is basically for us to, for you to take care of us.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Do you let us think of that, or is this kind of a thing where you think
that's for more old?
Oh, and what is the new school then? I'm going to just pick up my laptop, check my emails, ignore my husband, check the bank balances, and go home?
I think more both people, both parties take care of things. Like, there's a Mr. Mom, and sometimes women both share the wearing the pants outside.
There's no Mr. Mom. Give me that shit. I mean, Mr. Mom, what is it? What is this, political slavery?
There's been a lot of news stories coming out that more of guys are staying home that have kids because they missed out on
We are staying home. No. We get a nanny. That's what it is. We get a nanny.
But also think about those that do not have money for a nanny. Because nannies cost a shitload of money. And
no, nannies are just teenagers on crack. Yeah, sure. No, they are.
I mean, agree on that.
What?
Let's just agree to disagree. It's the whole point of...
The nanny, come on. The nanny, really? The invention of a nanny was like fucking Mary Poppins, right?
Yeah, but then...
Coming over a little umbrella, you know?
But yeah, but now...
Nice year.
They're as where they, most men and women get hot nannies, so they have high candy. Think about it.
No. Do you think Putin has a nanny, and do you think he beats her?
I'm not gonna assume. However, they might. Yeah, they have help. I wouldn't surprise. I wouldn't surprise if our dear president has a couple of nannies.
Two.
Our dear old president of the U.S. of A.
Oh, you mean the black man in the White House?
Yeah.
The black man in the White House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't stutter.
Jesus Christ. Yes, yeah. he's... Wait a second, so you have a black dog, a black wife, a black person, a white nanny. Now, what's wrong with that fucking picture?
What? It definitely would, those that would be biggest would say that, those that are maybe biggest might think, and racist might think that they shouldn't be there, but I think
well,
that...
I just prefer to see them as chimpanzees.
Johnny, do
I
jump in?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You really think there's anything wrong with me calling the President of the United States a chimpanzee?
Oh, wow, what is that?
I get it. I say, please go. I say,
you're a bit late for that!
You're fucking right, stupid. A little bit too late for that. Ugh.
Definitely means that people are entitled to their own opinions, and opinions are like gases. Everyone has.
Well, everybody has them, yes, but. I mean, really, you know, you guys don't take off frogs before you say anything? You let the birds between go free? Oh, wait, you can't, because the full fact that when you put on the hockey jersey, it's way too big for your bra strap.
I guess. When people have opinions, they just come up with whatever the hell they want, and they don't really give a flying fuck.
Still doesn't move me. I mean,
like,
you know,
I would almost like
a woman walking in.
It's a different opinion about TV shows, movies.
I was in charge of a woman's hockey team. I would probably ask that there were double D bras. Huge fucking stockings, and skate around the ice rink of like German waiting hostesses.
Maybe you should save that for whomever you're with.
Calvazon. Calvazon. Calvazon.
What the hell was that? Was that an interlude?
That was just very bizarre.
Oh my god. Oh my word. This podcast is so old. Oh my god, it looks like it's like decrepit. Oh. And that's why we're changing it.
We'll have to deal with a lot more issues medically, too.
Oh, wait a second. Medical issues, now you're bringing up medical issues, Rick. Oh!
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah! I have to worry about.
I defend your point, woman.
A lot more issues with cancer than...
Wait, cancer on an ice rink? Sounds like a soap opera.
It definitely not what I was suggesting. I'm just going with the flow.
Oh my god, it's 11:36 and all is well. But yet, all is sort of well.
Yeah, you could tell time. Bravo.
Sorry, what?
I said you could tell time.
Yeah!
Bravo.
Yeah. Yes. I could tell time. Of course I could tell time. Would you rather me ride the taxi and say the time is a fare?
No. I didn't say that. So.
But, yeah. What if there were women bobsledders?
Which there are, clearly.
Wait a second, you idiots. You fucking idiots. Exist all fucking... Ugh. You fucking idiots exist in all sports? Really?
Yeah. That's quite a bit.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter what physical attributes you have, if you have a
wait a second, stop it. So let me get this straight. Red will get this straight. You exist in hockey, you exist in curling, you exist in bobsledding, you exist in figure skating, you exist in accounting. Wait a second, swindler in accounting? That would be really funny. You exist in being...
Women are moving on now.
Wait a second, you exist in everything? Fucking blessed thing. Wait a second. Is there a national Olympics for housekeeping? You know,
lock the door. Yeah, well, definitely wouldn't surprise me that they're... Both. It doesn't matter what gender you are. There's women soccer players there.
Wait a second. Or is it the race to get to the household?
I think so.
You sure?
See.
if someone's wanting that control. I'm sure Johnny could jump on him.
Yeah, what is your opinion, Johnny, on this whole thing? What is it?
Uh-oh, Johnny just... Yeah, hi.
Yeah, you just want to hide.
Johnny knows what he's going to say.
So, what is your incident? Or what is your incident? What is your opinion?
What's your opinion on women being able to do whatever guys can do? It's kind of,
You know, I'm all for it. But let him give him a chance.
Wait a second. You're all for it?
I'm all for it. Like, let's at least give him a chance for everything, right?
And guys get paid more so twice, so technically speaking, men are winning versus women who have the stereotype of being the whole stay-at-home mom, not really the business women, but now women are starting to become a powerhouse in the workplace.
Sorry, what?
I said
what? Yeah. Women deserve nothing. Women deserve nothing. I mean, come on. Really? Jesus Christ.
No, I believe... Yeah, women could... I still say women could potentially make men cry, too, so...
Wait a second. What? What can women do to men to make them cry? Let's talk about that besides the Olympics.
Think about it. Women have the opportunity to say, hey, no sex for you.
Oh, do you know what men can be doing? Well, no money for you. Ah!
And then they both lose at hand, too. You've got to look. No one wants them. That's one thing that we could see. No one wins.
Well, no one wins. Come on. Jesus,
yeah,
come
no.
on.
It makes sense of saying, hey, women could keep up with guys.
Yeah.
Especially when they have similar interests, too. So, think of it this way.
Similar interests like shopping and fucking men and taking care of the house and then raising the kids. What is it?
I say there's a lot more than meets the eye.
I would like to see that one day. One fucking day I would love to see that. I would love to see it. To the point where I'm sitting down on my hammock, smoking a pipe, and watching all the birds fly. And then...
Be careful what you wish for. It can happen. Remember that.
What can happen? What in the world can happen?
You have it's potential you being in a relationship.
Red being in a relationship? I don't think so. Red does not do relationships. He's a one cruising missile. I mean, Red just fucking cruises. That's why he's called the Red Missile. That's why in school he's called the Red Missile. The lone Red Missile.
Yeah, I say that there's always that people surprise you too. There's so much you could end up doing with being with being a man. You can't just provide yourself there's certain aspects of life that you can't, that's just how it is.
Yes.
So when it comes down to it, you kind of have to pick your battles, especially with women. That whole thing about women I'm not a bitch. However, when deal with male chauvinist pigs, then I become a little different. Which, in my opinion, I have every right to be.
You have a right to be what? What exactly do you have the right to be?
A little bit picky.
What?
I said a little bit picky. I didn't stutter. I didn't.
Sorry, miss. I didn't hear you. What?
I said women have the right to be a little bit bitchy if they want to be, especially when...
Well, honestly, I don't think you have the right to be bitchy. I think you have the right to be bitched at.
Yeah, and then there's also the point in time of where dealing with some guys that just want to think that they don't really like authority figures that are women. That's another thing. Especially when you're dealing with high-powered women, no matter where
now goes into another echelon. A high-powered woman? Right.
I would be careful what your girlfriend has, what your friends are, and significant other. I'm sure she would probably want to in the head or sort of.
There aren't any high-powered women anymore.
I beg you, I believe.
Do you really? Idiot wouldn't have existed. His wife wouldn't have existed. His wife didn't exist. Adolf Hitler, Eva Braun. Eva Braun was powerful and sexy. Sort of.
But Hitler was also crazy.
Well, she was the trifecta. Powerful, sexy, crazy.
Right in their own sense. So... that's a bad example. I look at Ms. Carter. There's ex-first ladies. They have
Wait a second. First who? First lady?
Yeah.
The first lady. Was it ever a first man?
No.
No. There was always a first lady, right?
Yeah.
Who's next? Yeah, who's on Yahoo?
Not unless but there was a potential for a first man when Hillary's rotting plan was running. So the potential is always there.
Well, the potential?
Yeah, the potential. Yeah, I do.
The potential. Oh, my God. You started off the top of the show with arguing the fact of curling, and then it went into hockey, and now it's gone in, and then it went into child rearing, and then it went into Mr. Moms, and then it went into nannies, and now it's gone down to this?
Typical episode of AMC Press.
You got it.
You never know what you're
going to
talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, we discuss everything and anything. Kind of what you signed up for, Red.
Hey, speak your mind.
I signed up for this, but I didn't expect to launch back.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you never know what you're going to get with me. I'm like a box of chocolates or something, or a box of candy. So, yeah.
No, you're copying off Forrest Gump. You know that, right?
The quote is,
I'm like, it's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
But I like candy. Never said what kind of candy, so...
Oh, now we're on candy, and it's 1:51.
And candy is just so fun. Candy, especially when with women, The way to go with your significant other is definitely candy. It definitely keeps you out of trouble if there is any trouble.
Either that or bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon is awesome. But candy is definitely a way to a significant other's heart.
Yeah. And... Johnny, remind me if there's other problem on this. Whatever. Just order you some bacon. That's what I'm going to do.
This comes from the same guy who thought his TV was broken, only to realize it was on Channel 1. why can't I Netflix? Oh, wait a minute. It's not on the right channel. Whoops. This deserves this.
That was a mess. Just a little one.
Yeah. Oh. But anyway.
Definitely
Jesus.
And with the whole... winning a week to a significant... Whenever there's an issue, I say women either A, like to have some sort of... like to enjoy... like to have some candy or chocolate to make up for a bad day. So... this is a way to win back your significant just makes things a lot more easier.
Oh, so does it. So does it with the baths and the chocolates and the men in the baths. Oh, wait a second. That's sexism.
Yeah, but that also entails having a sexual escapade, too. So, again, it depends on what you really want.
Well, against all odds.
So, I guess it depends on what you want. Yeah.
I want a bitch to take care of me. That's what I want.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will happen.
When?
Never know. Never know. Don't. Never say never.
Never.
God, crazy. My wife might surprise me.
What?
No, life might surprise you. I didn't stutter.
Well, life might surprise you because you met a person, I heard.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, did you? Is he turning you out?
No.
He's not?
No.
Oh my god. Well then, why don't you early out with somebody else?
There's a whole point in saying what's on it. What we like to share with our viewers, I'm listening. We keep personal lives personal and...
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Let's not open up Pandora's box. Let's leave it at 156 for Friday night. Yeah. Thursday night, rather.
Let's not figure out the grave over here now.
Yeah, there's a point in time where most people they will want to have some fun and then end up having some form of
stuff got deep tonight.
But anyway, it's 1:57 at night. We should plan it tonight.
Yeah, and then tomorrow we have an early show, which means fun and more hilarity and more pure amazingness and awesomeness
and definitely more arguing about women's rights and coming. Yippee!
Yeah, but there's the whole point of saying you win some and you lose some, and women also know why. So there's that whole point of...
Women also know what?
Yes, in other ways. Ladies always win.
Remember that.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
Oh my word is all I'm going to say for tonight. Oh.
You can't handle the truth!
Yes, I can't handle the truth. Shut up, Nicholson. I can handle the truth. I can handle anything that Aaron fucking pisses me. Anyway.
I think we're gonna have to save this for tomorrow, so...
No!
So...
No!
Yeah, we gotta get going.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We have to pack for long johns and go ahead to bed.
Yeah, sure. Well, why don't we to our listeners and then have, then we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, good night. Good night.
Time is out.
Yes, good night. good night.
And don't forget to find us on it's9girls.com/AMC Press.
And don't go on the site with all them with Leb Dems.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking horrible.
Respect your significant others.
But anyway,